Tyra Yidden, we're going to be discussing Ninyan and Parshas Pekudei, but I must make a correction from last week's shiur. What is correct is that according to the Ramban, the mitzvah of building an Aron is an independent mitzvah. As the Ramban says in the Mitzvah Saseh Lamed Gimel, in his Asagas to the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So it is a mitzvah, an independent mitzvah to build the Aron, and not, as I said. So to err is human, and to forgive is divine. So, Tyra Yidden, I have been human. I hope you will be divine. So, in this week's parasha, in Parashas Pekudei, it says in Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Chof Tes, Ve'esva'avnet, Sheish Moshzor, U'secheles ve'argamon v'solas shani ma'aseh rokem, Ka'asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. The sash is to be made of twisted linen, turquoise, purple, and scarlet wool of embroider's work, as Hashem commanded Moshe. This is, of course, talking about the Big Day Kahuna, the Avnet, one of the Big Day Kahuna, and what it is made of. The Rashban writes, "Bedavar hazeh nechuku rabosenu imedaber me'avnet shel hedyot." Oh, b'kohen gadol levado. This is a machlokes in the Gemara, whether it's talking about the avnet, the sash, of the hedyot, of a regular kohen, or that of a kohen gadol. And he's referring, of course, to the famous Gemara in Yuma, and the Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that brings one opinion, that the avnet of the kohen gadol is the same as the avnet of the kohen hedyot, because the pasuk says that it was sheish, masar, tchelis, v'argaman, it was kalayim. It was shatnez. The avnet of the kohen gadol was shatnez. It was made of shatnez materials together, wool linen together. And according to one opinion in the Gemara in Yuma, the avnet of the kohen hedyot is also shatnez. According to the other Gemara, according to the other man, the Amar, no, that the kohen gadol's avnet was made of shatnez, and the kohen hedyot's avnet was not made of shatnez. It was just made of flax. And the Rambam paskins that the avnet of the kohen gadol is the same as the avnet of the kohen hedyot, because the avnet of the kohen hedyot was also made of kalayim. So this pasuk, which describes the avnet of the kohen gadol, is a machlokas whether it's also describing the avnet of the kohen hedyot. Is this avnet? Is this sash? Is which is made of kalayim shatnez? Is it referring only to that of the kohen gadol, or also that of the kohen hedyot? Of course, the pasuk is talking about the sash of the kohen gadol b'pshuto. So that is definitely of shatnez. But the question is, what about the avnet of the kohen hedyot? That's a machlokes in the Gemara. Now, the Rambam in the 8th parak of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Halachi Aleph, writes, "Big day kahuna muter le'anos behem." That you're allowed to get hanah from the Big Day Kahuna, and therefore you're allowed to wear them in the day of Avoda, even Shalom B'Shas Avoda, even when you're not actually doing the Avoda, you're still allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna. Chutz min ha'avnet, b'nei shushanis, asir l'kohen hedyot l'lovsho, ela b'Shas Avedo. A kohen hedyot is not allowed to wear the avnet unless he is doing the avoda. So generally, we are allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna Shelo B'Shas Avoda, except for the avnet that the kohen hedyot is not allowed to wear unless he's actually doing the avoda. And the Ravid says, no, halom lechuvah min hagemara achi, ela kol hayom mutar b'mikdash. He says it comes out not like that in the Gemara. The Ravid says, the Ravid wants to say from a Gemara, that, which we won't get into, that in fact, you're allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna all day in the Mikdash, and not only B'Shas Avoda, not only when you're doing the Avoda. Now, the Rambam is very meduic. The Rambam writes, Asir l'kohen ehedyot l'lovsho, ela B'Shas Avoda. That who is not allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna, the Avnet Shelo B'Shas Avoda? A Kohen Hedyot, a regular Kohen. Why did the Rambam say that only a Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to wear the Avnet, not during the Avoda? And the Rambam didn't just say Kohen, including the Kohen Hetzion and the Kohen Gadol. The Avnei of the Kohen Gadol is also Kohen. The Rambam paskins that the Avnei of the Kohen Hetzion and the Avnei of the Kohen Gadol is the same thing. They're both Shatnez. So why does he say only the Kohen Hetzion is not allowed to wear the Avnei Shelo B'Shas Avoda when he's not doing the Avoda? Should have said also Kohen Gadol. So in Pashtus, you can answer that definitely the Kohen Gadol also is not allowed to wear the Avnet of Kelayim Shelo B'Shas Avoda. And nevertheless, the Rambam said specifically, a Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to wear the Avnet when he's not doing the Avoda. Because when you're talking about a Kohen Hedyot, his Avnet is always made of Shatnez. The moment we pass him that the Kohen Hedyot's Avnet is made of Shatnez, then it's always made of Shatnez. Mashen came the Kohen Gadol, he also has his big day lavan. And when he wears the white garments on Yom Kippur, the special big day lavan, there the Avnei doesn't have kelayim. As the Rambam writes there, in the 8th paragraph of Hilchos Kelayim Mikdash, Halacha Gimel, it's not made of kelayim, it's min ha-pishtan levadoin. It's only made of pishtan of flax, but not of shatnez wool and flax and wool. And therefore the Rambam, specifically, it's meduyak, he said, Kohen Hedyot, because Kohen Hedyot is always has a Kalayim problem with his Avnet, unlike the Kohen Gadol, who sometimes has a Shatnez problem with the Avnet, and sometimes doesn't, so therefore the Rambam said something absolute. A Kohen Hedyot is never allowed to be wearing his big day, his Avnet, Shelo B'Shas Avoda, and a Kohen Gadol also, if it's Shatnez. But since a Kohen Gadol sometimes can wear the Avnet Shelo B'Shas Avoda when he's wearing the Big Day Lavan, and it's not Shatnez, the Rambam didn't mention the Big Day Kohen Gadol. He only mentioned the Kohen Hedyot, whose Avnet is always Shatnez. So he says he's always not allowed to wear the Avnet Shelo B'Shas Avoda. However, the Mishnah Lamelech in the 8th paragraph of Kalayim in Halacha Beis brings the Girsa of the Kiryat Sefer of the Mabit, who writes that the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol is not like the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot, that the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol was Shatnez, and the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was not Shatnez. And that's why I take it back. Let's read it inside. The Avnet Shel Kohen Gadol Maaser Lo Kem Hu, the Eino Domeh Maaser of Avnet Shel Kohen Hedyot. The Avneto shall coin Hedyot Ksiv Beit Chelas. The Hailo Ksiv Beit Aramaisa Roken. That the Avnet of the coin Gadol is not like the Avnet of the coin Hedyot, because the Avnet of the coin Gadol, it only says Maisa Roken. Of embroider's work. But it is not Shatnez. It is not Shatnez. Only the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot is Shatnez. So, that solves our problem. The Rambam's very good. If the Girsa of the Mabit is correct, then the Rambam is holding that the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot is made of Shatnez, and the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol is not made of Shatnez, so therefore the Rambam says only to the Kohen Hedyot, don't wear your Avnet when you're not doing the Avodah because you have a Shatnez problem. Moshe came the Kohen Gadol doesn't have a Shatnez problem because his Avnet is not made of Shatnez. There's only one problem. And he says, because the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot, see Beit Chelas, which is wool, it's made of wool and linen. So in the Mela, it's got, you got a Shatnez problem with the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot, but not the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol. What's the problem? The problem is what the Mishnah Lamelech there says. That how is it possible that the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol doesn't have Tchela, doesn't have Shatnez, when it says Mefurish in the Pasuk that we read at the outset that it does have Shatnez? And that's Mefurish. The Pasuk says the Avnet is made of Shatnez. It's made of Sheish, which is flax, and Tcheles, which is wool. So it's got wool and flax together. And it's talking about the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol. So the only shaila is the Avnet of Kohen Hedyot made of Shatnez? That's a question. But the Avne of the Kohen Gadol is certainly absolutely made of Shatnez. So how can the Mabit have a Girsa? It's very tamu, it's wondrous. How he can have a Girsa of Avneto Shel Kohen Hedyot has Shatnez, and Avne of the Kohen Gadol doesn't have Shatnez. And that would explain why the Rambam says only the Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to wear his Big Day, is Avne Shelo B'Shas Avoda. It would explain that, but it wouldn't explain something else. How you can say not like the Pasuk in Chumash? Because the Pasuk in Chumash says Mefurash that the Avnei of the Kohen Gadol was made generally, not the Big Day Lavan, but generally what he normally wore during the year was made of Shatnez. And the only question is the Avnei of the Kohen Hedyot. So therefore, we have to go back maybe to our original Teretz of the Rambam was saying something absolute. That the Rambam meant that the Kohen Hedyot was never allowed to wear his Avnei because it's made of Shatnez, always. So he's never allowed to wear it, not during the Avoda. And the Kohen Gadol usually is not allowed to wear the Avnei either, Shalom B'Shas Avoda, just on Yom Kippur he is. So it's not absolute, so the Rambam didn't mention Kohen Gadol, only Kohen Hedyot. So that is a Teretz suggested by the Lahoras Nasan. However, now he gives a better Teretz, to my mind, which is also offered by other Achronim. And with this Yisod, we'll be able to answer a lot of questions, which makes life very exciting. We have to make a chiluk between the begadim of the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot. Why? Because a Kohen Hedyot, when we're talking about a Kohen Hedyot, he is only working in his mishmar, when it's his turn, Valyade Pious, and then they make a lottery. Pious is a lottery that he's to make in the Mikdash to decide who's going to work. And it's also things that Jewish men put behind their ears, sometimes in front of their ears. That's Pious. Pious. But now we're talking about the Pious. So a Kohen Hedyot, we're talking about a Kohen Hedyot isn't necessarily going to be working. So therefore, there's going to make a difference in his clothing. The moment he finishes working, he's no longer allowed to wear the Avnet. Why? Because he knows that his avod is over. So a Kohen Hedyot knows when he's working and when he's not working. So when it's not his turn, he should take his Avnet off. But the Kohen Gadol, Zakti Gemara and Yima, Dafke David, that Vishar Kol Yamin Ratzel HaHakriv Makriv. And the other days, if he wants to be Makriv, he can be Makriv. Whenever he wants, he can do it, he can do the Avodah, and nobody can stop him. And so it's the Rambam in the fifth paragraph of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Halacha Yud Beis, that he doesn't have to get involved in any lotteries, he can just go ahead and be makriv whenever he wants. So when is Shas Avodah for the Kohen? Always. And therefore, he can wear the Avnet always, because it's always Shas Avodah. Masha Enkein, according to the Masha Enkein, according to Hedyot, it's not only Shas Avoda. It's only Shas Avoda when he knows he's doing the Avoda. When it's his turn, he's doing the Avoda. But when it's not his turn, he's not allowed to do the Avoda. He doesn't have the option to work at all times. So therefore, the Kohen Hedyot, when he's not doing the Avoda, he should take off his Avnei. And when the Kohen Gadol is not doing the Avoda, he can keep it out because it's still Shas Avoda, because he has the option at any moment to go and do Avoda. And in fact, the Radbaz, in his Perush to the Rambam, the 10th paragraph of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Halacha Lamed Beis, writes that the Gavi Kohen Gadol, he's allowed to wear Kalayim. But a Kohen Hedyot is only allowed to wear Kalayim B'Shas Avodah. The Kohen Gadol is always allowed to wear Kalayim. And a Kohen Hedyot is only allowed to wear Kalayim B'Shas Avodah. And the Kohen Gadol is Pater Shalom B'Shas, if he wears Kalayim Shalom B'Shas Avodah, why? Because he always has the option of doing the Avodah. But the Kohen Hedyot, who doesn't always have the option of doing the Avodah, so when he's doing the Avodah, he's Pater, he's allowed to wear Shatnez. But when he's not doing the Avodah, he is Chayav, because now it's not Shas Avodah. So in fact, that Teretz is the Teretz of the Radbaz. And in the Sefer Drishas Pikudecha, I use this Radbaz also to be Miyashev, two contradictory stiras in Shas. Why? Because you have one Mamasugya from the Rambam took it from, where the Rambam learned from, that says that you're allowed to wear it, that you're not allowed to wear it all the time. You have to take it off shelo b'shas avoda. And then you have another sugya that says you're allowed to wear it all the time, and that's the Raivin's kasha. The Raivin brings from that sugya. So what is the Raivin going to do with the Rambam's gemara? What's the Rambam going to do with the Raivin's gemara? It's very simple. The Rambam is a very simple answer. The Rambam says you're not allowed to wear it shelo b'shas avoda if you're a kohen hediyot. So the gemara that says you're not allowed to wear it b'shas avoda is talking about a kohen hediyot. And the Raivin's sugya that you're allowed to wear it all the time, that's talking about the kohen gadol. So with the Raivin's with the yisod of the Radbaz, we can see that the Rambam and the Raivin were talking about two different sugyas, two different dinin, the kohen gadol against the kohen hediyot. The kohen gadol can always wear it, and a kohen hediyot only b'shas avoda. And therefore, the Raivin's kasha and the Rambam isn't a kasha. The Raivin says, it's a before shigamara, you can wear it all the time. The Rambam agrees, because that's talking about a kohen gadol. But I, the Rambam, was medayik. I wrote kohen hediyot. They once found the Rambam's manuscript, and they saw how many times in his handwriting, how many times he wrote and he erased. He wrote and he erased. He wrote and he erased. The Rambam was very medayik in every word. So he said, that the kohen hediyot is only allowed to wear it b'shas avoda. But not the kohen gadol. The kohen gadol can wear it all the time. Not only that, in the Shalas and Shuvas, Ateres Chachomim, in Yoridei, in Simon Chav Gimel, he writes, there's no Isser Kalayim by a Kohen Gadol. It's Dafka Faker. It's a mitzvah for the Kohen Gadol to be wearing the Big Day Kahuna at all times. It's a beautiful mitzvah. And let him go for it. Halabai Alai, the odds of me being elected Kohen Gadol are very slim. As my father and his father before him were both not Kohen. My father is alive, Admeh Es Mishana, and my grandfather, who's no longer with us, was not a Kohen. So, Yibadu Le'chaim L'chaim. So therefore, I will not be Kohen Gadol, but it's a big schus to be able to be wearing the holy Big Day Kahuna. So what I do wear is I wear talis and tefillin, because that's also a mitzvah. But, you know, it's not the Big Day Kahuna. So I'd like to get all the mitzvahs, but in the meantime, I'm just learning about the mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna, and we all are learning it together, so it should be as if we're wearing it. Because when you learn about it, a lot of times, if you did it, right? We all know that Kohen. Gevaldi. And there's a question if it only applies to korbanos, if it applies to everything, but we won't get into the lumbus now, we're just going to go weiter. So it says in the Sefer, Kiryas Sefer, of the Mabit, that we mentioned before, in the 8th parak of Vilvos Kli HaMikdash, Azoi, Big Day Kehuna, Mudur Lehanos Ben Biyom Avodaso, Afilu Shelo B'Shas Avodah. The Big Day Kehuna, it is permitted to get benefit from them, on the day of the Avodah, even not during the Avodah, chutz, min ha'avneit, min b'nei shushatis. Except for the Avneit, because the Avneit's made of what? The Avneit's made of, the sash is made of shatis. V'lo hutu ra'lo b'shas Avodah. The Avneit is only allowed to be worn during the actual service in the Beis HaMikdash. V'nirid, v'lo yosri midoi raiso. However, it's not osri midoi raiso to wear the Avneit, not during the Avodah. Because the Torah wasn't given to angels. What is an angel? An angel can do the Avodah, and the split second after he's done with the Avodah, he can already have the Avneit off. But a human being can't. Takes time. He finishes the Avodah, and there's still going to be some short period of time until he's actually able to take off the Avneit. So it's impossible to take it off immediately, and therefore it can't be usher to be wearing it, shelo b'shas avodah, because otherwise we'd be expecting him to do the impossible, which is take it off right after he finishes. Hoyo, the hoyo, the hutru, b'shas avodah, hutru, kol zman, shehem ba mikdash, midoy raisa. So since it's mutter, b'shas avodah, it's mutter the entire time that the Kohen is in the Beis HaMikdash, Minatora. However, this apparently can't be said. Why? Because the Rambam writes explicitly in the 10th paragraph of Lilus Kalayim, in Halacha Beis, could be before I said Halacha Lamed Beis, but I meant Halacha Beis. I hope I didn't say Halacha Lamed Beis. That would be an incorrect address. You ever get sent to an incorrect address? Isn't that annoying? You're looking around, you can't find the house? Sending in a Ma'ar Malkum. And you get a Ma'ar Malkum, and you can't find it, you can't fit it, so it's incorrect. So you're looking here, you're looking there, you're looking up, you're looking down. It says Pei Zayin on the Beis. Maybe it's Pei Zayin on the Aleph. Or maybe it's Sadi Zayin. Or maybe it's Pei Vav. You never know. You never know. So I only want to give correct addresses. In any event, why is it difficult to say that it is permitted to wear the avnet shelo b'shas avod midoraisa? Because the rabbi writes in the 10th paragraph of the Kohen Halacha Beis, Kohan shalom shebik de'ekun shalom b'shas avoda, afilu b'mikdash shlokim, mibnei avnet shukalayim. That Kohanim were wearing the big day goon in the base of Mikdash. Shalom Shas Avoda. Even though they're in the Mikdash, they still get malchus. Why? Because of the Avnei. What is the Avnei made of? Kalayim. It's Shanitz. So therefore, the Kohanim are not aware of Shalom Shas Avoda. V'lo hotru ela b'shas avoda shi mitzvah sese kitzitzis. And it's only permitted b'shas avoda because it's a mitzvah like tzitzis. So we see explicitly that if the Kohen wears the Avnet Shelo B'Shas Avoda, he's Chayav Malchus even if he's in the Mikdash. And if we say, like the Mappit wanted to say, that Midoraisa, there's no Isser to wear the Big Day Kahuna in the Mikdash, Shelo B'Shas Avoda, that's what the Mappit wanted to say. So why did the Rambam say you're getting Malchus? So Mappit wanted to say, no, Midoraisa, you're allowed to wear the Avnet. Even Shelo B'Shas Avoda. The Rambam says you get malchus if you do. It's not going to not be daraisa. Answer: not fair. Says Lohos Nasan that until now when were we matir one? What is the gvul? What is the gedit? What instance is the best way of saying it? Were we matir a kohen to wear the big day kahuna shelo b'shas avoda when he put it on originally for the sake of the avoda? When the Kohen put his clothing on, he put the big day kahuna on in order to do the avoda, then he's allowed to continue wearing it. That's what the Mappit was talking about. He said, well, he put them on in the first place for the sake of avoda, and then he's allowed to continue wearing them in the daraisa. The Rabbi Menuchos Kalayim, who says that the Kohen gets Malchus for wearing the Shelo B'Shas Avoda, what is he referring to? He's referring to a guy, a Kohen, who put on the Big Day Kahuna, not for the sake of Avoda. He just put them on Stam. He gets Malchus. That's the Rabbi's talking about. So now we have a Givaldik Yisod. Then when you get Malchus for wearing the Big Day Kahuna Shelo B'Shas Avoda, only when you put it on, not for the sake of Avoda. But if you originally put them on for the sake of the Avoda, and now you continue to wear them, even Shelo B'Shas Avoda, there's no Isser D'Oraisa. And based on this principle, we can now go ahead and answer a good number of questions. Let us begin. Shagas Aryeh in Simon Chof Tes. Shagas Aryeh, once heard of the squad by Rav Usher Weiss Shlita as a bulldozer. Who bulldozer? Because when he doesn't like a sheet in the Rishonim, he just bulldozes it over. Shagas Aryeh was an Acharon, but he doesn't mince words. What he thinks he says, he's gevaldik. Anyway, he asked on the Rambam, who writes that the Kohen wears Kalayim Shelo B'Shas Avoda when he's not doing the Avoda, gets Malchus. So that's the case. So then we have a Kasho, that we have a Klal and Shas, that Chatas Ha'of can be brought for a Safek and isn't eaten. Which means, for example, you have a woman who miscarried, and she doesn't know if she miscarried an actual vlad, there was a fetus, or no, she didn't know, something came out, she doesn't know if it was a vlad or not. So what is, like it's like you can look at the Mishnah and Krisis on Zion of Beis, and other sources as well, and for more Fachatas of Havala Safik, you can look at the Talmudic Encyclopedia, and that, in the entry of Chatas Ha'of. So, the woman isn't sure if she's chayav to bring this chatas ha'of. Because if she had a fetus, if she really did miscarry, she has to bring one. And if she did a miscarry, she doesn't have to bring one. Now you're not allowed to bring this oaf, you're not allowed to bring it in a dava. That's not an etzah to say bring it as an adava and then make it tonight, because you're not allowed to bring it as an adava. So what do we say? We say she's allowed to bring it, because maybe she's chayav. She brings it in a suffix. Maybe she's chayav to bring this carbon chatas, this oaf, this bird as a carbon chatas. She's allowed to bring it. However, it's not eaten. Why is it not eaten? Because how do we kill this chatas? With malika. Not a proper shechita, you do malika with the nail. So that makes it, if it's not a carbon, it makes it an avela. Makes it an unkosher animal. So you're not allowed to eat it. So, we were metaken, the animal, we bring it out of suffix, because maybe she's chayav, but since maybe she's not chayav, never the malika isn't a proper shechita, obviously, and you're not allowed to eat an animal that wasn't shechted with a proper shechita. It's only a proper shechita if it was really, she was really chayav in this chatas oaf, and that we don't know. So on the tzad that she is chayav, she brings the carbon, and on the tzad she's not chayav, she doesn't eat it. So frek v'shagasaye. Okay. We solved the problem of nevela by not eating it. But we have another problem. How do you bring chatas oaf ala safek? How do you bring a chatas oaf when you're in a case of that if you're even chayav chatas oaf? Well, what's the problem? You have to wear the big day kahuna b'shas avoda. Because without big day kahuna, your avoda is not an avoda. So he's definitely wearing the big day kahuna. And even the avnei he has to wear. He has to wear them all. Because mechusar begadim is mechal the avoda. He violates the avoda if he's lacking clothing. So he's wearing them all. And why does he have to wear them all? Because maybe it's a good carbon. However, maybe it's not a good carbon. And therefore he's only putting on the avnei misafik. And therefore the carbon isn't even a carbon, it's regular chulin. And now he's wearing kilayim shalom b'mako mitzvah. And he's over on the lab of kilay the gadim. Dan, 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 dan. Dan, 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 dan. And you can look there, he blinds shver. He leaves it with a kasha. If the woman really is in chayv in this chatas oaf, so when the Kohen brings it for her, he is going to be over on wearing kalayim, not for the sake of a mitzvah, because he's wearing his, not during the time of avoda. Because this really wasn't a carbon. It turns out, Shmaya Gali, Hashem knows that it really wasn't a vlad, it was something else. And therefore, he's really not, the woman really isn't chayav karban or any other, that's one example of chatas oaf, Allah said, there are others. So this really wasn't a chatas oaf, it was nothing, it was chulin. And now it turns out, it emerges now, we know, that the Kohen might very well have been wearing shatnez shelo, b'shas avoda, just wearing the avnei stam without avoda. Okay, so you can be metaretz pashut, like we learned from the Raya, that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear the big day kahuna shelo b'shas avoda. The Kohen Gadol, remember we made a chil, the Kohen Gadol, Kohen Adyot. So that would be the, that you can answer very simply that, okay, who brings chatas oh, avoda suffik? Kohen Gadol! And therefore the Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear shatnez even if it's not a vod. So on the tzad it's a vod, he's wearing the begadim, it's very good. And on the tzad that it's not a vod, because maybe she's really not chayav, so the Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear it anyway. But that would be a tremendous chiddush to say that a Kohen Gadol is only a Kohen Gadol brings a chatas oaf avala safi. That's very hard to say. But, according to Ar Yisod in the Kiryas Sefer, we have a very simple answer to the Shagas Ayah's Kasha. Because who would bring the Chatas Oaf? A Kohen Hedyot. Who is already wearing his begadim because of another Avodah. What did the Kiryas Sefer say? That the reason that in the event that the Kohen Hedyot is already wearing the begadim, then he's allowed to continue wearing them. Even Shalom B'Shas Avoda. When does the Rambam say you get Malkis for wearing Shalom B'Shas Avoda? Only when you put them on, not L'Shem Avoda, not for the sake of the Avoda and the Beis HaMikdash. But if you already put them on for the sake of the Avoda and the Beis HaMikdash, there's no problem keeping them on. So Mamela. We can say that here. Who's going to be Mechadis of Avala Safek? Very simple. A Kohen Gadol to put on his Bitei Kahuna for something else which he knew was an Avoda. And the moment it's mutter for him to wear Shatnez for the sake of Avoda, for the sake of Avalei Karban, now he's also allowed to be Makrif. Achadis of Kevin Nishtri Yishtri. Now that it's mutter for him to wear the Bitei Kahuna because he knew that he was Chayav to wear it for a different Avoda. So now we continue wearing it for the Chadis of. That's only Midaraisa. Midrabbanan, it's still Aser Taka. However, the Rabbanan only Asered it when there's no need. But when there's a need to continue wearing the Shatnez, that the rabbis who didn't Aser, and they were mounted al Din Torah, and they said, you continue wearing it, because Din Torah is you're allowed to wear it, even Shalom Shasavoda, as long as you put it on for the sake of Avoda. So here he put on the Avnei for the sake of a definite Avoda. And now that he's already wearing it, even on the side, even if it turns out that this woman wasn't Chayav Achadusov, nevertheless, the Kohen Gadol can still bring the animal, and he can still wear the Shatnez. That's the Igra, obviously we're talking about wearing the Shatnez, he can still wear the Shatnez. And not be over on any Isidoraisa, because Isidoraisa is only to put on the big day kuna, not for the sake of Avoda. So to put it on in the first place, to bring the Chadis off, that we won't allow him to do, because maybe it's not really an Avoda, and he's now allowed to put on Shatnez, that's an Isidoraisa. So you have to be careful, you have to be Machmir. But if he already put it on for a different Avoda, for a different Vade Avoda, now he can continue wearing the Midoraisa, and be Machmir of the Chadis off Avala Safik. And even if it isn't, Mishi isn't Chayav, but he can still continue, there's no problem with Shatnez because he already put it on the head there. And once he puts on the big day kahuna, the head there, he can continue wearing them, even not for the sake of Avoda. Putting it on the head there means putting it on in order to do the Avoda. Then he did an Avoda, and now once he's already wearing it, he can continue wearing it. Ah, the Rabbanan, he has to take it off. Answer is, oh yeah, the Rabbanan only Ramachayim to take it off. There's no need to continue wearing it. But here, there's a need to continue wearing it. So, in order to be married, obviously, this chatas ha'of. So now we have a teretz, the shagis ariyas kash. How are we bringing a chatas ha'of? I have a shatnez problem. The answer is no. You already work with something else. Good. No, my kash ha'of, gifrek, the shagis ariyas. Oifin Rambam. Another shagis ariyas question on the Rambam. From Gemara Yuma, on that Rambam and Aleph. There it says that the avnit of the Kohen Gadol was made of a Kohen Hedyot, excuse me, the Avnet, the sash of a Kohen Hedyot, was made of flax. According to one man, the Omar Yuma Davot. And if so, there was no Shatnez problem in the Big Day Kahuna of a Kohen Hedyot. In contrast to the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, there the Kohen Gadol does have Kalayim. First of all, his Avnet is Kalayim. Everybody agrees that the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol is of Kalayim. And he also has other Begadim that are Kalayim. So the Kohen Gadol is definitely wearing Shatnez. So, if that's the case, so again, we have the Man D'Amar and Yuma that holds that the Kohen Hedyot doesn't have any Shatnez. And the Kohen Gadol definitely has Shatnez. His clothing is definitely made of Shatnez, and the Kohen Hedyot isn't. His clothing aren't. That would be correct English, if I'm not mistaken. I once learned English. I was walking down the street of Manhattan, and I heard someone speaking English. So I listened, and I learned. So it's not always good to listen to all the words spoken while walking down the street, but sometimes. Especially if people are talking and learning. In any event, maybe that's why there's a fine if people don't clean up when their dogs leave things on the street that make it usher to learn Torah. There's a fine if you don't pick it up. Because they want to ensure, New York City wants to ensure, that people should talk and learning as they're walking down the street. So therefore people have to clean up after their dogs. So that's very kind of the city of New York. We'd like to thank them, the NYPD, the NYFD, Metro system. Anyway, so we have now the Kohen Hedyot isn't Shatnez according to one man. The other, the Kohen Gadol's Begadim are. So if that's the case, we have a kasha on that we pass in Yuma and that Yud Dal Amar Aleph. That we mentioned this earlier, that a Kohen Gadol, whenever he wants, he can do the Avoda. Whenever he wants, he can get up and do the Avoda. That's the option of the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Hedyot doesn't have that option when it's his turn. He goes When it's not a turn, he doesn't go. But the Kohen Gadol always has the option of doing the Avodah. Frek the Shagas Aryeh, why? We should say that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to do the Avodah ever, except for Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is the only time when only the Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the Avodah. But the rest of the year, since the Avodah may be done by a Kohen Hediot, the Kohen Hediot should do it. Why? Because according to the Rambam, that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to Rishanis. Bishas Avodah, when he's doing the Avodah, is because the Aseh comes, and it is Doche Olot Aseh. The Aseh of wearing the Big Day Kehuna for the Avodah comes and is Doche Olot Aseh of Shanis. However, wait a second. According to the Man the Yomer, that a Kohen Hediot doesn't have any Shanis in his clothing at all, so why doesn't he always do the Avodah? And then we won't have to be Doche Olot Aseh! Because we have a kalam as Sefer Shabbos, that if somebody can do it without saying Aseh Dovah Lo Saseh, then we go that way. So, Shabbos Kuflah Ben La Kuflah Nebez Amin Aleph, Hik Acher Le Amin Acher, if somebody else can do it, let someone else do it. We'd rather not have to come on to Aseh Dovah Lo Saseh. So why does the Gemara and Yuma say, and we hold like that, that the Kohen Gadol is always allowed to do the Avod and the Beis HaMikdash whenever he wants? Every time the Kohen Gadol is doing the Avodah, we have to come on to an Aseh Doche Lo Saseh. Because in the Aseh of wearing the Big Day Kahuna for Avodah is Doche Lo Saseh of Shatnez. But why don't we just have a Kohen Hediot do it? And we won't have to come on to Aseh Doche Lo Saseh because there's no Lo Saseh at all. He's not wearing Shatnez in the first place. So that's the Shagas Aryeh's Kasha and the Rambam. Because you, Rambam, hold that the reason that the Kohen Gadol says the Shagas Aryeh is allowed to wear Kalayim, Bishas Avodah, is because of Aseh Doche Lo Saseh. But that's not necessary according to the Man of the Omar, that the Kohen Hediot's garments are not made of Shatnez. Let him do the Avodah, and then we don't have to say Aseh Doche Lo Saseh. And yet we see that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to do it the whole year. But why is that? We should always just give it to the Kohen Hediot so we don't have to say Aseh Doche Lo Saseh. However, according to the Chiddush of the Kiryas Sefer, it's not a question at all. Why? Because we know that the Kohen Gadol had to bring a carbon every day at Minchas Chavitin, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. It was an Isaron. He would split it half in the morning, half in the afternoon. That was also what a Kohen Hediot brought when he became a new Kohen. A Kohen Gadol brought every day, because every day the Kohen Gadol had his chachas. It was like his first day at the job. The Kohen Gadol brings a carbon every day. Now, this Chaviti Kohen Gadol that he brings is even Doche Shabbos. The Rambam paskins that way, the third gimel of Tumidim, third paragraph of Tumidim Vesef Malachi Yitches, brings half in the morning, half in the afternoon, and it's Doche Shabbos, and it's Doche Tumah. So every morning the Kohen Gadol is getting up, and what's he wearing? When he gets dressed, what's he putting on? His Big Day Kahuna. Why? Because he has to bring his Chavitin. Oh! You're already wearing your Big Day Kahuna? So now it's no problem to keep them on! Remember the Yisrael of the Kiryas Sefer, that as long as you put on your Big Day Kahuna for the sake of Avodah, even though they are made of Shatnez, you are allowed to continue wearing them. Because you put them on for the sake of Avodah, therefore you're allowed to continue wearing them even after the Avodah is over. Once you start, you're allowed to continue. So the Kohen Gadol we know started every morning, and he wore the Big Day Kahuna L'Shem Avodah, and now once he's already wearing it L'Shem Avodah, he can now do any Avodah he wants. He can do anything, he can keep them on. And he's not keeping them on. We're not saying Aseh Doche Lo Saseh. In other words, we're not saying Aseh Doche, it's Aseh Doche Lo Saseh, but he's wearing them anyway. So once he's wearing them anyway, there's no problem with him continuing to wear them. If you would say that once he does the Avodah, he has to take them off. So now if he does additional Avodahs, We have to come on to a say dom alosa, say, and then the shakasar has a question. So let the kohen hedyo do it, who's not wearing shatnez according to one man, the Amar and the Gemara, on his big day kuhuna. And then we don't have to come on to a say dom alosa, say. That's the shakasar's question. But now that we've established that once you put them on the head there, midoraisa, there's no problem continuing to wear them. You don't have to come on to a say dom alosa, say anymore. You can't, the moment he put them on in the morning, that he has to do. He has to bring his chavitim. So now, we've already come on to a say dova lo sasei, but now there's no lo sasei anymore. Once he's already wearing it, midoraisa, he's allowed to continue wearing it. So when he put them on, he put it on the shem avoda that he has to, we say a say dova lo sasei. So the shagasari says, alright, now take him off, don't do any other avodas, let a kohen hedyo to it. He doesn't have shagas on his garments. The answer is no. Once I'm a kohen gadol, I'm already wearing the big day kohuna, mitzad the avoda, because I'm ready to have avoda I have to do, i.e. the minchas chavitin. So now midoraisa, there's no osa say anymore. There's no isur shanis. I'm allowed to continue wearing it. Ah, what about midorabanan? Midorabanan, you're not allowed to wear them all the time, he said. Call me midoraisa, answer. The chachamim didn't only say, you're not allowed to wear them, stop. But to do avoda, they didn't ask him. So midoraisa is off the hook. There's no isur at all to wear shanis after he put them on banter. After he put them on for an avoda, he had to do. And midorabanan, we say, okay, the chachamim weren't particular that he should take them off if he's doing avoda. So now he's cool on both ends. Kohen Gadol b'chalal is cool. But he wears cool garments, that's for sure. The closest thing to it today is what the Rishon Lezion, the chief Sephardic rabbi, wears. He also wears very cool garments. But I don't think I'll be the chief Sephardic rabbi of Israel, because I'm not Sephardi, which isn't true. I really am Sephardi. We are all Sephardi. Because Abraham was a Sephardic, and his son Isaac was a Sephardic, and his son Jacob was a Sephardic, and frankly, Jews didn't get to Eastern Europe until a long time after the exodus from Egypt, and the writing of the Talmud, and the period of the Gaonim, and eventually, they went off to Europe. But definitely there was a long period of time. We were Jews for a long, 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 long time until we got to Europe. So, if you think you're Ashkenazi, then you should know that you're also partly Sephardi. If you're only Sephardi, then it could be you're only Sephardi. Listen, you didn't have to have a great-grandfather from Poland or a great-grandmother from Hungary. That could be. But if you're Ashkenazi, you're also partly Sephardi. So I like the cool garments that the Rishon Lezion, the chief Sephardic rabbi, wears. And that, of course, relates to the big day kuna, because they're also cool. In any event, we now have a teretz to the Shagas Arias Kasha. Why do you have to come on to Asay Dovalos, Asay? Just let the coin get hedged to the Abel. The answer is we're not. Because once he's wearing it behether, because of the Minchas Chavitin, he's allowed to wear it behether without even being a Dovah Los Asay. There's no Los Asay at all. Shan is the rest of the day, and therefore he can do the other Avodas. And Shalom Al Yisrael. Based on what we learn, we can answer, says the Loras Nas and Gabaldic, more another kasha. It says in the Gemara in Zvachim, and Ein Zayin of an Aleph, that if the Evari Chatos were mixed in with the Evari Ola, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yitein Lamala, Vero Anias Abasar Chatos Milamala, Kiloin Eitzim. In other words, we know that if you have a chattis is partly eaten, partly burned. An ola is completely burned. So if the limbs of the chattis and the ola got mixed up, now you're in trouble. Darn if you do, darn if you don't. If you completely burn them, what are you burning a chattis for that shouldn't be burned? If you eat them, what are you eating an ola for? So what do? Very simple. You put them on this bath, you burn them, but your kavana is that the chattis should not be a carbon. It should be eitzim. It should be like fuel for the fire. And therefore it's mutter. So the ola is going to be burned completely as it should. And the chatos, what should be burned, is going to be burned out as a carbon. And what's not, what shouldn't be burned as a carbon, is going to be eitzim fuel, and that you're allowed to do. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says in Zvachim. Now that's difficult. Why, says the Shagas Aryeh? Because who's putting the Chattis on the Mizbeah? The Kohen. So it's very nice inside the Chattis. It's only fuel for the fire. Don't worry about it. It's fire. It's Eitzim. Good. But he's wearing Shatnez Shalom B'Shas Avodah. Dan, daran, dan. Dan, daran, dan, dan. He's wearing shatnez, shalom, shas, avoda. So what about that? It's not really avoda. It's not part of the avoda. It's not a mitzvah. No mitzvah to make chakas firewood. There's no iser. This way you get around the iser. There's no mitzvah. There's no asay dovavos asay anymore. Another problem. The Gemara Ayin Zayin on the basis of Avim says that if the Avarim of a kosher animal, a good animal, a pure animal, got mixed up with the limbs, with the Avarim of a Baal Mum, of an animal that's blemished, says the Gemara, Imkarat Rosh Echad Mehem, Yigravu Kol HaRashim, if the head of one of the animals was already sacrificed, you can sacrifice the rest of them, you can put them on the Mizbeach. Karayim Shalachad Mehem, if you have four legs already sacrificed, you can sacrifice the rest of the legs. Why? Because assume that was already sacrificed belonged to the Baal Mum animal. And therefore all the other ones that you're putting on the Mizbeach belong to the whole animal, the complete animal, the kosher animal. Frakta Shagas Aryeh, why aren't we worried about him doing avoda, about him wearing shatnez while being makriv, an animal that might be a Baal Mum? So when he puts it on the Mizbeach, we assume maybe the one he already did was the Baal Mum. But maybe it's not. Maybe one of the other heads that wasn't yet on his back that he's putting on his back now is it belongs to the Baal Mum animal. What about shatnez? He's wearing shatnez and it's not shalom b'makom mitzvah. He's not a mitzvah to be makriv with Baal Mums. So what about shatnez there? A similar question. And then a third question in the same vein. It says there on that Pam and Aleph, that if you have blood that was mixed up, some bloods have to be given on four givings, four matanos, and some with one. Let's say the one got mixed up with the four. It says there. So if one got mixed up with four, give it with four. So the question is, wait. When you're giving, it's part of that is only one. So, so when you're osek, when you're busy giving the matan arba, to give it on the four corners, the blood on the four corners, you're gonna also be doing the matan achas, something that should only be given on one corner, on a second corner, and a third corner, and a fourth corner. So it turns out that you're gonna be doing avoda that's not necessary. And if you're doing avoda that's not necessary, that means that you're weighing kalayim for no reason. There's no reason to be wearing shatnez when you're giving a matana of dan that isn't necessary. A matana of dan on one corner, do one corner. A matana of dan on four corners, do four corners. But a matana of dan that should be on one corner that you're giving now misafik, like you're doing it on four corners, because maybe it's for high four corners, so it was mixed in, so you're giving it four corners to cover your bases, yeah. But what about the fact that something that should only go on one corner is going to be done on the other three corners, and you're not chayiv? You're not chayiv to be doing it, and therefore you're wearing shatnez, shalom shas avoda. So you have basically three gemaras where you see that a person is, that the kohen is going to be doing avoda, that might not be necessary, or that isn't necessary. In the first case, it isn't necessary. I mean, it is necessary, but it's not a proper avoda, it's not a mitzvah. And he's going to be wearing shatnez. So how do we allow that? So therefore, the Shagas Aryeh says that the Rambam's not correct. And that you're allowed to wear the begotten. Shalom shas avoda. Sorry, Charlie, or sorry, Rambam. That's what the Shagas Aryeh says. However, based on the Yisod of the Kiryas Sefer, it's not a kash at all. Sorry, Shagas Aryeh, we're the Rambam's lawyer. That since he already wore the big day kahuna v'heter, so now, because he did a proper avoda, so now that he's doing an avoda, which might not be necessarily be an avoda, we don't care. Then he's allowed to continue wearing them. He's allowed to continue doing what he's doing. Both the avarim of the chatos and the baal mum and the blood case. In all cases, you're right, he might be doing an unnecessary avoda. So how is he allowed to wear shatnez? The answer is he was earlier on, he was already wearing shatnez b'heter. Once you're wearing shatnez be'eter, l'tzorech avoda, for the sake of doing the avoda, you're allowed to wear them afterwards as well, even shalom l'tzorech avoda. So those are the Shagas Arias. We don't have to reject the Rambam and say he's wrong, that you're not chayav for wearing it shalom b'shas avoda, because you're chayav for wearing it shalom b'shas avoda if you didn't put them on in the first place for the sake of avoda. But if you put them in the first place on for the sake of avoda, then even if you're not doing a proper avoda afterwards, you're allowed midarais to continue wearing them. Another way you can answer the kashas of the Shagas Arias is based on the chiddush of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says in Yeridaya, in Simas Samach Tes, that a Kohen who wears Big Day Kahuna, Bishas Avoda, is not over on the Isser Kalayim at all. Because we all, mitzvahs, lav le'anas nitnu, mitzvahs weren't given for pleasure. You have a lot of pleasure when you're doing that, but they're not considered a lot to be pleasurable. And therefore, the hanah of wearing them is not considered hanah, it's not considered pleasure. Because mitzvahs, lav le'anas nitnu. Not considered a lot of pleasure. Ah, the Pesik Reishi, he's definitely going to get the pleasure. The Ran says in Chulin that even as far as I know it's concerned, even though it's a Pesik Reishi, we still don't consider it's still mutter. It's not a problem. The Ran in Chulin, I'm trying to give it all out. Who are we? Because we see in Pesachim and Chavav and Aleph that when you sell clothing, you're allowed to wear them, even though they might be shatnez. You don't know. They haven't been checked. As long as you don't have kavana that you're wearing them in the summer because of the sun, and you're wearing them in the winter because of the rain, in the rainy season because of the rain. So you see that you're allowed to be nana as long as your kavana is not to be nana. There you are, nana. It's definite. If in the summer you're wearing nice summery clothing, and in the rain, when it's raining, you're wearing rainy clothing, you're allowed to wear them. It's shatnez. The answer is, you don't have anah. You're not getting anah. Your kavan is not to get anah. You don't intend to get anah. You're getting anah. The answer is, since you don't have kavan to get anah, it's not considered anah. It's a psik ratio, but it's not considered anah. So in the same way, certainly, even more so, talk about a kohen who's wearing the begadim. Why is he wearing his begadim? He's wearing his regular clothing. And what does he do? He takes them off and he puts on his big day kahuna. Does he have kavana to get hanah from these clothing? No. He doesn't have hanah. He's wearing it because it's part of the avoda. And mitzvah's lav le'anas nitnu. He just wants to do his mitzvah. Mitzvah's lav le'anas nitnu. Perforce is getting kavana. That doesn't bother us. Even though he might be getting hanah from them, it doesn't matter. If a guy is wearing regular clothing, he's wearing a raincoat, and the raincoat might have shatnez, and he's doing it in order to sell it. So even there we say, since his kavanah isn't to get hanah, so it's mutter. Certainly, kol shekein kavachomer, even though kol kavachomer, you have a kohen gadol who is already wearing his summery and wintry clothing, and he took them off in order to put on the big day kahuna. Here he's only doing it l'shem mitzvah. His kavanah is not to get hanah. And mitzvah's lav le'anas nitnu. So even if he ends up getting hanah, but it doesn't matter. Because it's not his kavanah. And therefore, since it's not his kavanah, it's not usher. Because there's no isser of wearing the begadim, if it's not, or wearing shatnez, if it's not for hanah. And the kohen gadol isn't wearing it for hanah, he's not wearing it for pleasure. And certainly we're talking about the avnet. The avnet, the sash, nobody wears it. A goy doesn't wear it. A Jew doesn't wear it. You do it for the mitzvah. So therefore, his kavanah is definitely not for the hanah. And there is no iser, levisha, at all. So now, based on this yisod, the chasim sofer, said Laura's nasim, we can answer all the kashas of the Shagas Arias. Remember the kashas of the mechatas ha'of? Chatas ha'of, havar asafik. We said, how are you bringing it? It's shatnez. The answer is, why are you wearing it? You're not wearing it for hanah. You're wearing it because you want to do the mitzvah. So even if the woman isn't, the person or the man, whoever it is, isn't chayav and it's chulin, nevertheless, the kavanah isn't for hanah. It's l'shem mitzvah. That's why he's wearing. He's wearing the begadim l'shem mitzvah. And l'shem mitzvah, there's no iser. And that's why all year long he can do it, and we don't have to come out to us say, tov alo saseh. Remember we asked before the Shabbos Arayas? He said, if we can avoid an asay dov alo saseh, we should do so, so that we should let the according to the man d'orman that the kohen hedgeol isn't wearing kalayim, we should let him do the avodah zarah and let the kohen gadol. So according to what we're saying now, it's not a problem. Because when he's wearing it, for the sake of avodah, it's not a heter of asay dov alo saseh. He doesn't have to be doka the yisur of kalayim because of the asay of doing the avodah. He's not doka the yisur of kalayim. There is no yisur of kalayim because why is he wearing the garment to do the avodah? The shei mitzvah, mitzvah's not the other thing. There's no anah. There's no yisur of kalayim. The only yisur is if you're wearing it for anah. That's the only yisur of Shabbos. And all of the kashas of the Shabbos aria that we asked earlier are for answer. Are all answered. That as long, anytime you have a problem with Shabbos aria with the kohen gadol wearing the shalom b'shas avodah. As long as he's doing it, the shame mitzvah, it's not a problem. But he's not doing it for Hanah. He's doing it for the sake of a mitzvah in his mind. And mitzvah's not the Hanah's nitnu. So, it's not for Hanah, it's for a mitzvah. And therefore, there is no issur at all, even the chadasov of all the subject. Maybe there is no chiyuv. But in the Kohen's mind, maybe there is. So in order to avoid the subject, he brings this chadas. So, he's wearing it the shame mitzvah, not the shame Hanah. Just like the guy who sells the shan is allowed to wear the garments as always. Because his kavanah isn't the shame, I'm not. And there's another way of dealing with this asay dohalos asay problem. Shakzari wanted to say, why do we have to come on to asay dohalos asay and have a kohen God to do the avoda? Let the kohen hedyo do it without asay dohalos asay. So we can say a very simple yisod. And the yisod is that here, there is no cloud of asay dohalos asay. Even if you put aside for a moment the Chasam Sofer, who says that it's only usher if it's done for Hanah, and here it's not done for Hanah when he's wearing it L'Shem Mitzvah, even if you don't say that. Even if you say he's wearing it L'Shem, even if you say it's usher, even if he's not wearing it L'Shem Hanah. Even if you say Mitzvah's Lav L'Hasim, there's no Hanah involved, and it's still usher. It's still not Asay Docha Lo Sansei. There is no Lo Sansei of Kalayim by Bigdei Kahuna. At all, no matter what. Why? Very simple. Says the Lo Ris Nasim. When do we say Asay Docha Lo Sansei? When you have a mitzvah, you have an asay, and normally this asay can be done without being Docha Lo Sansei, but in this instance there is a Lo Sansei, so we say, okay, in this case we'll allow the asay to be Docha Lo Sansei. However, let's say you have a mitzvah which can only be done B'derech Asay Docha Lo Sansei, then a Lo Sansei isn't a Lo Sansei at all. That's not what the Torah meant in the first place. So when the Torah said that the Kohen Gadol is doing the Avodah with Shanis, it's not because of Asay of the Avodah is wearing the big day kumah during the Avodah is being doken the Los Asay of Shanis. There's no Los Asay of Shanis. The Torah is not doing Shanis b'chadchila. There's no issur at all. There's an issur stuff to wear Shanis. But there's no issur to wear Shanis by the Kohen Gadol. Because that's the only way to do the Avodah. The only way to do the Avodah is with the big day kumah. And the Torah is not doing that in the first place. It's not b'geder d'chia. It's chutzpah l'gamrei. And this yisod you already see in the Ramban in the Sefer Torah Se'odah. He says, when you talk about Pesach, Havah B'Tumah. So normally you can bring a Pesach without Tumah. But we allow you sometimes to bring a Pesach and talk with Tumah. So that's the Sefer Chavas to say. It's Kalayim B'Tzitzis. You can wear Tzitzis that are completely wool, and you don't have to come out of the Kalayim B'Tzitzis. But now we say, you're allowed to wear shatnas on your tzitzis, because of asay docha lo sasay. Because you can do it without the asay docha lo sasay, and we allow you. Even if there is a lo sasay, we allow you. We allow the asay to be docha lo sasay. But, the asay of yibum, that a woman is marrying her brother-in-law, which is normally usher, that's not mitzad asay docha lo sasay, that we're docha the yisur of eshes ah. Normally a guy is not allowed to marry his brother's sister, and here he's allowed to marry his brother's sister. That's mudul l'chatchila. So in the same way, we say the kohen gadol. That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah l'chatchila is to be wearing shatnez. Just like the mitzvah l'chatchila is to do yibum with eshes ach, with his brother's wife. We're not doke anything. So here also, we're not docha anything. There's no asay, docha lo asay. There's no other way to do yibum other than with eish esav. And there's no other way to do the avodah in the base of mikdash other unless you're wearing kalayim. That's what the Torah meant in the first place when it told them to do the avodah. That's not a say docha lo asay. That's the mitzvah. That's the way it's supposed to be done. And the Rambam sheet is that there's no iser of wearing big day kahuna, of wearing shatnas in the big day kahuna. That's only b'shas avoda, because that's the only way avoda can be done. So it's not a lo asay at all. But shalom b'shas avoda, the Rambam tells you to take it off. Gevaldik. Obviously, depending on or not to put it on in the first place. Not for the sake of avoda. And with the chiddush of the kiryat sefer, once you put them on for the sake of avoda, you're allowed to keep them on. But it's not the gedur b'chiya. So therefore, the shabbos aris time is not a kasha. Why do we have to come out to say dovah lo sev with the kohen gadol? Let a kohen hetero who's not wearing kalayim at all do it. The answer is not a say dovah lo sev. There's no lo sev wearing kalayim. It's the only way the kohen gadol is allowed to do the avoda in the first place. Torah is completely matir it. One last point. Maybe one, maybe two. It's hard to decide. Maybe three. I don't know. Once I start, it's hard to stop. We have a chassam soifer in Yoridei and Simon Samach Tess who asks about kalayim b'tzitzis. Why do we have to be matir wearing shatnas on your tzitzis? Because if I say docha lo asay, we know chassam soifer's klal of kalayim is that as long as there's no hana, there's no iser kalayim. And tzitzis is you have hana when you wear tzitzis. So since you have hana when you wear tzitzis is a mitzvah, and since tzitzis is a mitzvah is not by us, no. There's no iser of kalayim in the first place. So since the chasam sofer, you don't have to say that the mitzvah of tzitzis is docha the lo asay of wearing shatnas. The moment you have a mitzvah to wear tzitzis, even if you have shatnas on these tzitzis, it's not lahana. Mitzvah is not by us, no. The whole iser of shatnas is only if there's hana involved. And tzitzis, by definition, there's no anav because it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah's not the honest nidnu. And we said, like we said earlier, he's getting anav anyway. No, there's no problem, no psik ratio, like we proved for the Gemara Pesachim. That even though the seller is getting anav, since that's not his kavana, even though it's a psik ratio, it's not considered anah. So we also, you're right, he might be getting anah from the tzitzis. But it doesn't matter. His kavan is not for anah. His kavan is l'shem mitzvah. Mitzvah is lav le'anus nitnu. And even if perforce he's getting kavan, the Ram Paskins in Chulin, Tzadikim Lama Peis, that's not psik ratio by anah. It's considered anah. So what, we don't even need the heter of asay doha losa say by tzitzis. Let the guy just wear his tzitzis. Do the asay of tzitzis, wear his shatnez. And it's not a lo asay at all, because it's not the shame at all. And answers, the chasam sofer, it's not a kasha. Why? Because that is the definition of tzitzis. Definition of tzitzis is, wear this beged, l'shem hanah. That's why some people even say, that if in the summer you wear wool tzitzis, it's 113 degrees, you're in the desert in Arizona or in the Negev, and you wear woolen tzitzis, not a mitzvah. Why? Because that's not a garment of hanah. Asher techaseba, the Torah wanted you to wear a garment that you normally wear for hanah. So the tzitzis by definition is a hanah dika mitzvah. And therefore, if you're getting hanah, it's a hanah dika mitzvah. And therefore it turns out you're getting hanah, you're deriving pleasure from shatnez. So, nevertheless, the Torah says, Beseder, the asay of wearing the tzitzit is going to be done with lo asay of shatnez. But it's still lo asay. That's one. Two, the chasam sofer adds another teretz, that when you're wearing tzitzit all day, you're right, you might have put them on l'shem mitzvah, but at some point, you might forget it's l'shem mitzvah, you're wearing them all day, and you're just going to have kavanah for the hanah of the tzitzit. So memela, since you're going to have kavanah for the hanah of the tzitzit and not for the mitzvah, we can't say mitzvah that doesn't do anymore. So that's an alosa say of shatnez, and that's why we need the pasuk to be matir. Like the Gemara learns, Menachos, we need to be matir. The asay of tzitzis is docha the losa asay of shatnez. That's the chasam sofer. Kav the second shabbat Rebbe, Rav Ron Bornstein is Avni Nezi and Chelik Yeridaya Simon Shin Sadi, who brings from the Acharon who asks on the Rashba. The Rashba says that hano that comes along with a mitzvah is mutter. Because here also, we say, that mitzvah is la lahanas nitnu. So if you have hano together with a mitzvah, it doesn't matter to us. Because as long as your kavanah is for the mitzvah, we don't care if you get a side hano. So why then do we need a pasuk to be matir shatnis with your tzitzis? Why do we need a pasuk matir shatnis with your tzitzis? Tzitzis is a mitzvah. This is therefore mitzvah not lahanas nitnu. And even if you're getting a side hano wearing the garment, it doesn't matter because mitzvah is not lahanas nitnu. That's not considered hano halachically. And that's basically the kasha l'chazam sofer. Same idea. Then why do we need a pasuk to be matir shatnis on your tzitzis? Tzitzis is a mitzvah. Mitzvah lav lehanos nitnu. And therefore it's not considered anah, and therefore there's no issur of shatnis. So the Chasam Sofer, we saw two teirutzim. The Avnei Nezer writes, Ikra akushye lo ucha lahamin sheyik she'oysam mi sheyet osa mi sheyet shlomoch bekot koda. He says, this kasha, I don't believe anyone who has a brain and doesn't have chopped liver while other people have brains would ask this question. How can you ask this question? He says, we need to be matir where the talis, where the garment is kalayim. That's what we need to be matir. Because what's the mitzvah about which we'll say it's not for hana? The mitzvah is the tzitzis, the strings. Not the garment. So even if you tell me that it's mutter to wear the strings, because that's not for hana, but what about being matir in a garment? That's not a mitzvah. So that's why what Rabbi Abba meaning to say, that if your garment has shatnez, that you're not allowed to wear it. So comes the Torah and says, no. When your garment is made of shatnez, you're allowed to wear it also. Because since it's part of the mitzvah of tzitzis, so the mitzvah of tzitzis is going to be doche, the losasei of wearing shatnez. But what's the ikur mitzvah? The ikur mitzvah isn't the garment. In other words, without the pasuk being matir, your talus, your garment, to be shatnez, you would assume that the only heter you have because of mitzvah lav lehanas nitnu is the strings. But the garment itself is no mitzvah. So since the garment itself, strictly speaking, is just a garment, in the olden days that's what they used to do, is to wear a regular garment, not like today. Today we wear a special garment with tzitzis. But back then they would wear whatever they used to wear, and then they would just put strings at the corner. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the strings. But the garment isn't really a mitzvah. The garment's like a heksher mitzvah. But it's not really a mitzvah. So therefore you would say, since it's not really a mitzvah of the garment, that is not allowed to be made of shatnez. So you would think then that that's aser, and he gives an example here. He says that if you would sew pishtan on your beged semer on one side, you're not even allowed to wear the other side that's only pishtan. So if you have one side woolen, flax and wool, and the other side you only have wool, you're not even allowed to wear the wool side. Even if the flax part is, well, flax isn't on you. Again, if you have, I don't remember what I said anymore. If you have a garment that's flax on one side, and on the other side it's flax and wool, even the only flax side you're not allowed to wear, because on the other side you have wool and flax. So therefore, I would have a Avamin here also. Mitzad, the tzitzis, you're right, I'm allowed to wear tzitzis that are shanis. However, I'm not allowed to wear it together with the garment, because the garment is shatnez, and on the garment there's no heter. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the tzitzis. So when part of it is okay and part of it is not okay, then you're not allowed to wear the not okay part. You're not even allowed only the okay part. Certainly not allowed to wear the not okay part. So therefore, he doesn't even understand this question. Of course we need a chiddush in the pasuk to be matir kalayim b'tzitzis. The whole heter of mitzvah and only applies to the strings. But the garment, which is just something you wear, isn't a mitzvah. It's just a means towards doing the mitzvah. There you would say, shatnez is usur, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to wear it. Comes the pasuk, no! even if the kalayim is on the talis, you're not aware. So l'chayre, it's very shver on the chasim soy, but why didn't he think of this? The answer is that the, I don't know why the Avnei Nezer was so sure of himself, that the talis isn't part of the mitzvah, and that you can't say about the talis, mitzvah's not the house didn't know. So you're right, it's very important to put the strings on. Without the strings, there's no mitzvah. However, once you put the strings on, the talis is also a mitzvah garment. Because now he's wearing a garment that has tzitzis on it. The pasuk says, "Gedilam tasa l'chol arva kafos k'susecha shet l'chasimba." It says to put the tzitzis on your garment. So the garment's also part of the mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah. What are you talking about? So the moment you put the tzitzis on, you're right. Before the tzitzis are put on, it's nothing. It's just a garment. But after you put the tzitzis on, that already has, it already is considered a mitzvah object. And then, after Kushir Ladukhbi, Akasha comes back. So if it's a mitzvah, so mitzvah's not the halasnin. And don't tell me it's not really a mitzvah, it's just a regular garment, the mitzvah is the tzitzis. No! Once you put the tzitzis on, the talis also becomes a mitzvah. So therefore, what's so posh is the Avnei Nezer, isn't so posh. And also, Rashi says in Bava Kamma, and daf test on the base, zekeli ban veyu, it's not the fun of the mitzvahs, I say lecha sefer Torah na, lulav na, talis na, tzitzis na, ah! So you see, there's a mitzvah to make a nice talis. So, if it's not a mitzvah, why do you have to make a nice talis? You have to make the mitzvahs nice. So you see, that even a talis, you have to make nice, so the talis is also a mitzvah. But wait a second. If there's also a mitzvah to wear a talis, to have a nice talis, because the talis becomes part of the mitzvah once you put the tzitzis on, why don't we say the same thing about a house? Why don't we say that just like you have to wear, you should wear a nice garment, because that enhances your kiyum of the mitzvah of tzitzis, also have a beautiful home, because that enhances your kiyum of the mitzvah of mezuzah. And that, my sweetest friends, we find nowhere, anywhere. Doesn't say anywhere that there's a mitzvah to have a beautiful home, because that will enhance your kiyum mitzvah samizuzah. And yet we do say, Rashi does say in Bava Kamma, that it's a mitzvah to have a beautiful talis, because that will enhance your kiyum mitzvah hatzitzis. So what's the chiluk between them? So I saw in the Mishmeres Chaim, Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg in Chelek Aleph, he says, there's a fundamental chiluk. He says, tzitzis, that's part of the mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah is to wear a talis. And therefore the talis should also be beautiful. Because that's part of the mitzvah. And if it's part of the mitzvah, of course, then we also have the chasim sofer's kasha. That then it's partial that it's doche the issur of shatnez, because mitzvah's not the honest. But that becomes part of the mitzvah. The bias isn't part of the mitzvah of mezuzah. Of course, you can't put up a mezuzah if you don't have a bias. But it's not considered part of the mezuzah. It's mechayev you in mezuzah. It's not part of the mitzvah. There's two separate things. There's a house, and if you have a house, now you're chayev to put on a mezuzah. But it's not part of the mitzvah. Talis is part of the mitzvah. So that's the chiluk of Scheinberg, and he brings there that the stipler in the Kilos Yankiv, Yevamah says not like that, but he says he thinks that's the way, and he brings a few rayas to bolster his shita. Incidentally, there's a prima gavin in Oyre Chaim Simon Lamed Beis in the Mishpat Zav and Sifkat Mechav Ches, who asks that since we learn from Tefillin that every mitzvah has to be Minamutur b'ficha, something that you're allowed to eat, that's to be permitted in eating. So when you bring something on the mizbeach, minamutur b'ficha, your tefillin comes from a kasher behema, minamutur b'ficha. So therefore, let's say you make a garment, a tzitzis garment, from the wool of a gamal, of a camel, or of a rabbit. So it should be pasul at tzitzis because it's coming from an unkosher animal. So from this kasha we see that he holds that the beged of the tzitzis, the talis, it's not just a hechsher, it's actually part of the mitzvah. Therefore, we would apply minam mutar shebeficha. It has to be mutar ba'achila. If it's not mutar ba'achila, then you're not allowed to use it as part of the mitzvah. So if you would say like the Avnei Nezer thought was pashut that the tzitzis aren't a mitzvah, the talus isn't considered a mitzvah, so it doesn't have to be put the Rishon Lefira. But if you all like the Prima Gadol's clearly holding, like the Chasam Sofer, and now like the Avnei Nezer, that even the garment itself is considered part of the mitzvah, and the mayor it has to be mena muter b'ficha. So that is all a lot of yisodos in halacha about the inyan of shatnez vis-a-vis the big day kahuna and tzitzis. Just to summarize a few things that we learned, that we had a stira in sugyas and shas that I mentioned. One sugya that you can wear it all the time. Another, the you can wear the big day kahuna at all times, even not b'shas avoda. And another sugya that you can wear it b'shas avoda, only b'shas avoda. And the Rambam passes like the sugya that says you can only wear it b'shas avoda. And the writer says, I got a gemara that you can wear it shalom b'shas avoda. So we said it's not a stir in sugyas, and the writer's kasha, the Rambam's not a kasha, because the Rambam was medactic. The Rambam wrote, Dafka Kohen Heviot, the sugya that says you're not allowed to wear a shalom b'shas avoda, it's talking about a Kohen Heviot. And the writer's gemara that says you're allowed to wear it all day, if I remember correctly, gemara Yuma, that is b'shas, that is talking about the begadim of the Kohen Gadol. So that's how we were miyashiv the Rambam. It's not a kasha from the writer. It's only talking about the big day kahuna of the coin of the coin hediot. There's malchus, but not for the coin gadol. And that is, in fact, what the Radbaz says. That the Radbaz says that if you're a coin hediot, it's only shalom b'shas avoda, or only b'shas avoda you're allowed to wear, but a coin gadol has a mitzvah to wear all the time. And then we saw a big yisod from the Kiryas Sefer, that the Mabit in his Kiryat Sefer writes, I wonder if he lived in Kiryat Sefer. Unlikely. The Mabit in the Kiryat Sefer writes that when are you not allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna Shalom B'Shas Avoda? When you put it on B'Isser. But the moment you put it on B'Heder, you put it on the Shem Avoda, then the Daraisa, you're allowed to continue wearing it. And based on that Yisod, we answered many Gemaras where it seems that he's wearing it even when he's not doing the Avoda. How is that permitted? And the answer we said is because he put it on the Shem Avoda. And then we saw a Yisod of the Chasam Sofer, that as long as your Kavana isn't for Levisha, there's no Isser of Shatnez. And the Mela, that also answers all the Kashas of the Shagas Aryeh, how the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, Shalom B'Shas Avoda. The answer is his Kavana isn't even for Shatnez, so it's not even, we don't even have to be Docha Losek, because there's no Isser of Kalayim at all. And then we also suggested that there's no Isser of Kalayim, because it's not the only way to do the mitzvah is for the asay to be docha the losa asay. There's no losa asay at all. When do we say the kalav asay docha losa asay? When it just chants, they chant together. By chance, you have an asay and you have a losa asay. So we say, okay, let the asay be docha the losa asay. However, here, where the only way for the Kohen Gadol to do avoda is by wearing shatnez, because his avnet is made of shatnez, here it's pashut kipshuto that there's no losa asay in the first place. The Torah is not there at a priori in the katchila. And we saw that Yisod from the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adim. B'inyan HaKohan, on page 138, in the Jerusalem Publishing edition published in Jerusalem in the year Tavshin Chav Dalet. There he writes that if you have a mitzvah that can only be done, like Yibum, it can only be done, Mederach, that's normally us, so we don't say Asay Doha Lo, we say it's Mutter Lechatchila. It's Mutter before you even begin. So we don't say that the mitzvah of Yibum is Docha, the Yisr of Eishes Ach. We don't say that. We say it's Mutter Lechatchila. So too, you know, we don't have to say that the mitzvah of doing the Avodah is Docha, the Yisr of Shanis. Not true. No Yisr of Shanis at all, because it's the only way the Kohen can do the Avodah in the first place, because his Big Day Kahuna were made of Avodah. The Avodah was made of, another Big Day Kahuna were made of Shanis. So if that's the only way you can wear the do the Avodah, then it's Mutter in the first place. There's no Mutter way of wearing the Big Day Kahuna without Shanis for the Kohen Gadol. So that the Torah was Matir Lechatchila. So we don't have to come on to Asay Dor Alos Asay. There's no Los Asay at all. And incidentally, the Ateres Chachamim, who we mentioned in passing in the Shir, that holds that there's no Isser Kalayim because there's a mitzvah for him. He owes there's a mitzvah for him to wear it. So it's a mitzvah for him to wear it. And therefore, there's no Isur Kalayim. And if it's a mitzvah, then it's be'idna. Right? The second he's putting it on, so the etzim putting it on is already a mitzvah. So, the second he's putting on, he's already doing the losa save. You don't even have to come on. There's no losa save in the first place. Because that's the only way he can do it. It's the only way you can either wear the big tekun or do the avodah with the big tekun is by putting it on. So that the Torah is matir lechatchila, and you're not doche the iser of shatnis. And then we saw Akasha, the Chasim Sofer's Akasha, about tzitzis. Why do we have to say, I say, doche losa, I say, I, mitzis lable honas nitnus, you're not getting hanah from the kalayim. Chasim Sofer gave his terutzim. The Avnei Nezer said he doesn't like Akasha in the first place, and we brought riyas from the Chasim Sofer, that his kasha was really a good kasha, and therefore you have to come out to his terutzim. We said one teretz is to remember was that this mitzvah is different because the ikar levisha is for hanah, and therefore here we would say that it should be asur if not for the pasuk. We don't say mitzvah be'alas didn't here, the mitzvah is given for hanah. And another teretz is that you're right, originally put them on for a mitzvah, but since you're wearing it all day, so eventually he's going to have kavanah for hanah, and that's not a good thing, because then he's having kavanah for hanah, and it should be asur, and therefore we say no. But since he's doing a mitzvah, the asay of tzitzis is going to be done with the losa say of wearing shatnez. And with that we'll conclude, just to say a quick vort on the parsha, the derek, the chasidus. It says, b'chol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe ken osu b'nei Yisrael es kol ha'avod. Everything Hashem commanded Moshe, so the Jewish people did all of the avodah. So there are a number of problems with this pasuk. Here it says, Asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. And there's another pasuk that says, Vine asu osa kasher tziva Hashem kein asu. They did what Hashem commanded, so they did. And it doesn't mention Moshe. And not only that, here it says, Bnei Yisrael. Kein asu Bnei Yisrael es kol ha'avodah. And the other pasuk doesn't say anything about Bnei Yisrael. And in this pasuk it says the word avoda, and in the other pasuk that I mentioned it says the word melacha, and not avoda. So I saw in the Sefer Be'er Moshe from Rav Moshe Stern, the Usher of a Rebbe. I heard from Rav Baruch Simon Shlita, a Rosh Hashiva in YU, that he met a yid. I forgot which yid, but this yid said that he met two perfect people in his life. Perfect people. I've never heard perfect in people. It's almost an oxymoron. But not perfect people. And one of them is the Usher of a Rebbe. The Usher of a Rebbe knew Rav Moshe Yechiel Halevi Epstein. He knew the Gan Zoya by heart when he was 17. When he wrote this Sefer, he was blind in one eye, and he can only have 10% vision in the second eye. And he quotes the Zohar. He has literally hundreds of thousands of quotes. And he clearly couldn't have looked them all up. He didn't have enough time. He was quoting from memory. An unbelievable sefer, the Be'er Moshe. So here he says that there were two types of people who gave to the Mishkan. There were those who gave B'lei Shalom, and they wanted to give the Shem Shemayim. And there were others who gave, you have to give. So the first person we quoted is talking about the first type of person. And therefore it's Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. As it says in the Medrash in Vayikra Rav and Perek Aleph, Kach B'Shah Hashem Alach Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Asei Rei Mishkan, when Hashem said to Moshe, make for me a Mishkan, I call Dover V'Dover Shaya Oysa, Yokatsa L'Lov Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. It always says that Hashem commanded Moshe, and they compared it to an Eved, who is devoted to his king. So, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, is an Eidus, like God commanded Moshe to do it like an Eved. The Shem Shemayim. And therefore it also says the Lashon Avoda. As it says in Yeshayel, Aman and Pez Yitzayim, Vaya Maisit Stark Shalom, Vaya Voidas Ad Stark Ashke Rebetach Ad Olam. So you have a Maisit Stark. That's Shalom. That's good to do it on Maisit. But the Avoda of Stark, that's a higher Madrega, that's done to Shlemus Aleich. Eizu we have Avodah Shebelev, Eizu Dzu Tefillah. Tefillah is Avodah Shebelev. That's a much higher Madrega Avodah. So this pasuk of Kohol Asher Tziva Hashem is Moshe. Mentions Moshe, who's a good Eved. Kenos Ibn Yisrael is called Avodah. It's Miloshen Avodah, they did it L'Shem Shemayim. And Kenos Ibn Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael is also a higher Madrega. Yisrael is a higher level. And in the other pasuk it doesn't say not Moshe, not Bnei Yisrael, and not Avodah. Because they were just doing it. Mitzvah Anashim, Mimumadam. They were just doing it by rote. And that's why, at the end, it says, Vayivarech Hosem Moshe. It says, what bracha did Moshe give them? Moshe gave him a bracha. Yiratzim Shekishra Shechina B'masi Yadeichem. The Shechina should dwell in the work of your hands. They needed a special bracha. Why? Because it wasn't done B'Shleimus. There were some people who didn't give B'Shleimus. And they even recognized this themselves. They said, Yinoam Hashem Aleinu. Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu, Ma'asei Yadeinu, Kananah Aleinu, Ma'asei Yadeinu, Kananeinu. They also realized they weren't B'Shleimus. They also wanted God to be with them. And the fact that Zohar says in this pasuk that they ask Hashem, Hashem Yisbarach, I want you to consider it as if we did this with complete kavana. So from here we see an obvious lesson for life that we already know, that we're doing mitzvahs anyway. We all do mitzvahs. We should do them with the kavana haruya, we should do them with the kavana l'shem shamayim, and we should be zochah b'kar of manish to see the building of the third Beis Hamikdash, and we'll see actually, instead of looking at those pretty picture books, we'll see the Kohen Gadol alive, wearing the big day kahuna and the Kohen Hediot. And then we're going to be Mefalpel and the Ezra's Yisrael if you're Yisrael and with the Kohen if you're a Kohen. We're going to go into grace of Vapulim. When he's allowed to wear the Begadim, when he's not allowed to wear the Begadim, he put them on L'Shem Avodah. He didn't put them on L'Shem Avodah. He didn't see the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Hediot. Everything we learned today we know, and we should be Zelda B'Kar of Mamish to see it. Thank you for learning with me. We should all be zochah to be misalah from this, and to be nitar from this, and it should be as if we were in the Beis HaMikdash, and Hashem should consider it, and that we don't have, but it's going to come back soon, Amir Tzeh Hashem, but karov bi'ameinu b'binyan abayi shlishi, amen ken yi ratzon.